Au.
Apela.
This is all for me.
eBay.
Yeah, you can decide which one you want most and keep it.
Yeah. I need a new phone, so I don't know who.
Just try them all out.
Yeah.
Did you see pretty much every school in the local area?
Yes. And they're all with signs, and when we passed Lucy's town, it was all Lucy, yeah. And then Hannah!
They had one of the schools, you might not have seen it, but one of the schools had got signs for every big team, so like,
yeah.
Dolman and Rabobank and stuff.
That's a shame, I missed that one.
You'll like it.
Yeah.
It's all boss is boss.
You two are inseparable. You're in the race room together.
Yeah.
Ladies, it was nearly the perfect chase. It nearly came down to a bunch sprint today, but not quite.
Yeah, exactly. Almost, but not quite. But from our team's perspective, it wasn't really our responsibility. So, Green Edge made the mistake.
Were you happy to let the break go and not to mistake beers? Is that okay in terms of the GC?
It will be if the next days are challenging enough. Yeah. We need some wins really for the next few days to make it more interesting.
You still seem pretty active in terms of going for the bonus seconds. At the first sprint you were second across the line. Is that just to try and stay out of trouble, or are you actively going for those times?
No, I'm actively going for them. You know, I've been in stage races.
Staying out of trouble. I was sprinting.
I was
taking it easy.
Yeah.
I've been in stage races before where it's come down to seconds, so you know, come Sunday, I don't want to miss any opportunities.
How bad was it out there in terms of the conditions? Because it looked pretty horrific.
It was not too bad.
It's not too bad.
No. When you wake up in the morning and you hear the rain, what is the mindset? Do you have to go into wet weather mode or not?
I think you asked the wrong people, because we both don't really care about rain. It's more interesting with rain. It's a bit slippery, so you have to take care and watch out. But I think we both hope for wind and maybe some rain the next days, that it makes the race hard and more selective.
Yeah. The more challenging the conditions, the better, I think.
I mean, the better bike handles it favours them, doesn't it? Bad weather.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, bike handling and, positioning, and also it's more hard. Yeah, and the motivation.
After the excitement yesterday, first day and the big crowds, today was almost the test, wasn't it? You know, the second day, rainy day, and we couldn't see, but were the crowds good along all the course?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very good.
I'm always amazed with all these people in the rain. Like, okay, we're in the race, so we have to race. But all these people along the road cheering for us—that's amazing. Yeah.
In terms of these jerseys, particularly for us, the American with World Champions jersey, do you have to wear a sprint competition jersey, or can you opt to wear the rainbow jersey tomorrow? How does that work from your point of view?
No. Today I could have worn it because I was second in the classification, but then you can choose. And now I have this jersey, so probably I'll be in green tomorrow.
With all the schools out there, does it feel good knowing that you're inspiring all these young kids standing in the rain, cheering their hearts out for you?
Yeah, I mean, after the Olympics, we were asked a lot about legacy, and it kind of became like the the thing to say, and whether it was really genuine or not. So, but it's actually genuine. It is. I feel like there is a legacy from the Olympics, and it doesn't really matter that it's cycling. It's just kids being enthusiastic about the sport and being able to go out at school and watch that. It's pretty exciting for them, I think.
Tell us a little bit about the win today. What kind of rider and opponent have you found in her short career so far?
Rosella Rother?
Yeah.
She's awesome. She's strong. We've seen her last year getting stronger until the Worlds and the World Championships. She did a really good race. She was one of the best in the uphills, and she's young. quite fast on the line. So with a big advantage, we were quite afraid of that break with Sorzi and Ratto. Couldn't you can't give her let's say half a minute or something, because it's gonna be difficult to drop her in the coming stages, and she won't lose time anyway.
Did one team take control of the chase at all? Or did the teams combine to try and bring it back?
Nah, late. First, yeah. It was a little bit wiggle, and of course all the teams are so close to each other in terms of quality that nobody wants to do the job for the other team, and then they're waiting, and then the gap was about 1:55 with about 2 minutes, and still only 18k to go, and well, we were sprinting then for that 1 second. And then from that moment on, it was the chase was the most important. So I put it up my team in front, and then Lizzie did the same, and Green Edge came with a few riders. Yeah,
but we didn't have the yellow jersey, so
no. Well, that does come down.
Yeah, we have to give some people responsibility.
Any other questions?
Leading on from a question that Shalane said a minute ago, for like young people and aspiring cyclists, what sort of advice would you give them to get to the stage that you're at now, at the top level?
From a British perspective, if you're a young British person, I would say join a club, because now there's so many available and there's so many sort of schemes and things that you can become a part of. It's pretty difficult sport to understand when you're getting into it in the beginning. So if you can be around more experienced people, then that definitely helps.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Oh, grab one. Oh no.
I have to say those sprints must have been pretty fierce from the faces you were pulling.
From the faces I was pulling.
That's the wrong camera,
isn't it? That's just my face.